Common health conditions. Age-associated changes are multifactorial. They include changes in all major systems of the body that contribute to the risk for infection. The diminished immune response may be referred to as immunosenescence. One example of this is the natural decrease in the number and availability of certain white blood cells, which reduces the ability of the body to fight off infections. That being said, there is a set of common health conditions that are most commonly reported for older adults today, listed in descending order: hypertension, arthritis, heart disease, all types, cancer, any type, diabetes. All of the above health conditions are chronic, degenerative diseases, which reflects a shift from the historical prevalence of infectious diseases and acute illnesses in adults. A 2003 Centers for Disease Control and ION study indicated that approximately 80% of older Americans were living with at least one chronic condition such as those listed above. Complicating factors. Complications that affect elderly individuals are numerous and wide-ranging. In addition to the presence of comorbid illnesses, including chronic and/or degenerative diseases, other changes also lead to complications and poorer outcomes for the elderly. Among the physical changes that lead to more drastic consequences for the elderly are atypical disease presentation, delaying diagnosis, faltering immune system function, reduced response to vaccines, thinning skin, glandular secretion reduction, decreased cough reflex, decreased tear production, increased frequency of therapeutic toxicity. Additionally, increased infection risk in elderly individuals may also be due to conditions and factors such as incontinence, poor hygiene, aspiration, behaviors related to dementia, breaks in the skin and wounds, dependence upon others for hygiene, increased use of catheters, decreased nutrient or fluid intake, nutritional choices due to changes in smell and taste. These factors all can increase the chances for antigens to enter the body and/or decrease the immune system's abilities to otherwise prevent invasion or respond to infection. The effect of this is a net increase in susceptibility to infection. Additionally, the prevalence of poverty in older adults causes complications, as preventive care and prompt response to infections may be less likely. Key point: attention must be paid to how these complicating factors may compound and lead to or exacerbate each other. For example, thinner skin may combine with poor hygiene practices to lead to increased breakage of the skin. Another example could take the form of dependence upon others for hygiene, leading to increased exposure to pathogens, which leads to increased infections and more serious infections as a result of faltering immune system function and reduced response to vaccines. Use of medications and antimicrobials. The aging process creates additional complications in regard to the use of medications and antimicrobials. The CDC defines an antimicrobial as follows: a substance, such as an antibiotic, that kills or stops the growth of microbes, including bacteria, fungi, or viruses. Antimicrobials are grouped according to the microbes they act against: antibiotics, antifungals, and antivirals. Renal and hepatic function must be assessed before introducing a new antimicrobial. Additional considerations include infection site, administration route, mode of excretion of the antimicrobial, potential toxicity of the agent, allergic history of the resident. Key point: physiological changes associated with aging may lead to effects from antimicrobials in many ways. How well the body absorbs, metabolizes, and later eliminates antimicrobials may change. The toxicity of the antimicrobials may also be affected, potentially as a result of the changes in absorption and elimination processes. Yet another concern with medication and antimicrobial use arises with certain classes of medications, including steroids and immunosuppressants, which are likely to promote an increased frequency or severity of infection. Antibiotic-resistant bacteria pose a significant hazard, and resistance has been strongly associated with antibiotic use. Antibiotic pressure, or selective pressure, is the influence exerted by some factor, such as an antibiotic, on natural selection to promote one group of organisms over another. In the case of antibiotic resistance, antibiotics cause selective pressure by killing susceptible bacteria and allowing antibiotic-resistant bacteria to survive and multiply. Of increasing importance across all medical fields is the risk caused by multiple drug-resistant organisms, EMDR OS, such as methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, MRSA. These pathogens become resistant to multiple treatment options and are extremely difficult to eliminate as a result. Key point: elderly and disabled residents are at increased risk for colonization with resistant organisms, and colonization may persist for long periods. That is, months to years. Residency in long-term care facilities or institutionalization has been identified as a risk factor for transmission of EMDR-OS. Outbreaks or transmission of EMDR-OS may occur within a facility. Both infected and colonized residents may serve as sources for the spread of EMDR-OS. When EMDR-OS become endemic in a facility, elimination is highly unlikely. Effective infection prevention and control programs, such as antimicrobial stewardship, may limit the frequency and morbidity of outbreaks of infections in LTC facilities. Drug interaction risks. Due to the prevalence of comorbid infections and conditions, elderly residents may be more likely to use multiple pharmacological agents, which leads to a high risk of drug interactions. Estimates state that the average elderly patient uses 4 to 5 medications on a daily basis. Each additional medication increases the risk of adverse reaction between medications. The use of 2 drugs increases the risk by 6%. This risk increases to 50% when 5 different medications are taken and to 100% when 8 or more medications are taken, meaning, with certainty, that there will be an adverse reaction when 8 or more medications are taken. These risk factors increase the observed rate of adverse drug reactions in elderly residents, as compared to young adults under the age of 30, by 2 to 3 times. Key point: the risk of and the risks caused by medication interactions are of the utmost importance, regardless of age. Healthcare providers are encouraged to regularly review each patient's medications for potential interactions and side effects. However, it's also important to keep in mind that risks due to medication interactions may also be unnecessarily increased when residents are on medications that are not clinically necessary due to either errant diagnosis or prolonged use beyond what is actually needed. As is the case with other interventions, such as ongoing use of an indwelling Foley catheter or other vascular access devices, medications for each resident should be regularly reviewed to ensure that continued use is necessary.